This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in the words of St. Paul, we are what we are. Help us all to realize in the very depths of our souls that means we are, each one of us, your beloved. Amen. Good morning. After cooking for 175 people, it is always reassuring to me the next morning to see most of you here and alive. Every Italian dinner that we have done, and I tried to count up, and if you count the extra conventions in that, I think this was about number 22 that we have done here at St. Joseph's in my time. But shortly into that event, years ago, our original A-team of sous chefs included our beloved saint departed from us, Wanda Brady. And early on, Wanda had made for me an apron that said Saintly Chef on it. And part of the routine I go through myself every dinner we have is at some point I put that apron on and I remember Wanda. Now, in her earliest days here, Wanda was married to Colonel Walter Brady. And unfortunately, Walter got sick and was on his deathbed in the hospital. And when I got to the hospital with Wanda, she said that Walter is gone, but he said something to me before he died. And what Walter told her was, "Stay at St. Joseph's and teach that Father Marty some common sense." Now, that has stuck with me for all of these years. Well, common sense is really what Jesus displays in the Gospels. You remember that story when all of the people had been there all day, and the disciples come to Jesus, and he tells them that they're hungry? Well, there's a story that is often told about a missionary who had a similar experience. He was in China and wanted to help the people, and so he organized food drives and food to be shipped there, and when the food finally arrived, he was so excited, but he didn't have a practical plan, and so when they just took all these cases of food out, the people were starving so much that there was a stampede and a lot of people were even killed. And the missionary went home that night, and he was just devastated, thinking his life was a failure. But opening his Bible, he came upon the story in the gospel to which I just referred. And the story goes that for the first time in his life, he caught a phrase that is so significant to the story. And that is, with the feeding of the loaves and the fishes, the first thing that Jesus does, he makes the people sit down on the green grass. Jesus was practical. And so the story goes with that missionary is that the next thing that he did, he reorganized another shipment of food, and when the food came, he went out and said, through the translator, "Tell all the people if they want to eat, they all have to sit down." And then there was an orderly distribution of the food, and the people were fed. Practical Jesus. How often do we hear about someone saying that he is so heavenly minded that he is of no earthly use? Well, it's not true when it comes to Jesus. The gospel today, no exception. All these people are crowded around. Jesus can't move, and this Lake of Gennesaret, also we know as the Sea of Galilee, and those of you who've been blessed to go there know this vista that it's almost like an amphitheater in this area. So what does Jesus do? Practical Jesus? There's a boat. I can't move here. Hey, Peter, I cured your mother-in-law yesterday. Do me a favor. Take me in this boat and go away from the shore a bit so now I have some room and I can preach to all these people and they'll be able to hear. Practical Jesus. Now it goes on, and of course, it becomes a different kind of a story, doesn't it? Okay, Peter, now that you did something for me, let me help you out here. Let's go out into the deep water and catch some fish in the heat of the day, in the middle of the day. Now, what was Peter by trade? Fisherman. What was Jesus by trade? Carpenter or a stonemason? Peter had to be thinking, you don't know anything about fishing. Number one, you don't go out in the middle of the day. And we're exhausted. We did it all night long. But there is something within Peter. I'd like to think it was a moment of humility for him. Because it was this Jesus that he's coming to understand is just not this normal individual man, but there's something more there, that even though it is counterintuitive to me, I'm going to listen to what he says. And so they go out into the deep, and we know what happens. An incredible, miraculous catch of fish. There are so many metaphors here. How often in our lives is Jesus calling us to go out into the deep? We are being called to go to uncomfortable places, and when we are willing to trust Jesus, there are going to be countless blessings as a result. It happened as well in the first reading we heard from Isaiah. A reading that we know, that one line, "Here I am, send me." We sing that song all the time. But don't miss the significance of where that reading starts. In the year King Uzziah died, therein lies the whole clue to the significance. Isaiah, he was a young man of privilege, born in the royal line. He worked in the court of King Uzziah. And when you're in a king's administration and the king dies, everything's up for grabs. What's going to happen now? "Here I am, send me," he says. He has this vision that now he is going to be sent out to the people. And see the message he has to give them? I think I might have asked, well, what message do you want me to give before I commit to doing this? And if we had heard the message he has to tell them, he might have thought twice about it. It wasn't exactly a comforting message. But he says, yes. There is something that happens in Isaiah, a humility of sorts, a trusting of God of sorts, that enables him to say yes. It's the same in our relationships. You know, last week we had the renewal of marriage vows, and I had ordered that the runner was going to stay here for all the services, but you see how people listen to the rector. Because the idea was that we were all going to walk on that runner this weekend. Because it's a reminder to us that we, in some sense, are all married to Christ. That Jesus takes us as his bride. That he calls us to go on to this incredible, adventurous ride. And sometimes it calls us to go into the deep. It's not easy. when we were putting the runner down yesterday. We started to roll it out and found that it only made it about two-thirds of the way down the aisle. So we had to get a second one and tape it together. And Michelle Benner said to me, well, just use that in your sermon. Well, it fit perfectly with what I'm talking about because this is the way our life is. There are rough edges. There are times where it seems like the road has run out. But we are called to go out into the deep. And when we trust Jesus and do that, it's miraculous fish all around, blessings everywhere. We're called to do that tough times in our marriages. We're called to do that tough times in our relationships with one another. And we're called to do that tough times in our relationship even with God's self, because it's not always so easy, is it? There's this last thing that happens in the gospel today that's amazing. Peter, this miraculous catch of fish, and what does he suddenly say? Leave me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. Can you imagine the realization that Peter now has? Man, if he can see to the bottom of the Lake of Galilee, he can see all the way to the bottom of my soul. And what I know is down there ain't pretty. But the good news here is that Jesus is trying to help us to see that it's not about where we've been, it's where he wants to take us. We're worried about catching fish. He says, no, now we're going to catch people. Somebody once said that it is such a difference because when we catch fish, we're taking them from their beautiful habitat of life into death. But when we're about catching people, it's taking people from death to life. Jesus wants to do that for each one of us. It's not about what we've done or what we haven't done. It's about a realization that our gracious God calls us his beloved. And when we are called to enter into the deep with God, amazing blessings are there. May we be willing to go out into the deep. Amen.